about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anastasia, Aaliyah, and Sydney with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, big retailers are returning to the demolished Tomoe shopping center site as new owners Irvin Group come up with updated long road development plans they promised would not worsen flooding around the Sandgate roadblock. The Irvin Group proposed to redevelop the now vacant site to create a retail-led mixed-use precinct to service the northern suburbs, Irvin Group Managing Director Balfour Irvin said. The group said they are currently in the process of submitting a development application for a master plan that covers building envelopes, land uses, key public spaces, and transport routes. They stated they appreciate the site's history and are proactively working with council and flood engineering experts to ensure the new tunnel is designed to be flood resilient and that there are no worsening impacts to surrounding areas as a result of redevelopment. Ahead of formal community engagement, pop-up information sessions were expected to come up. More in local news, a childcare center in south of Brisbane has been destroyed in a fire early this morning. At least six fire crews were called to the children's center on Drew Street in Logan around 1 a.m. It took almost an hour to bring the fire under control, and the building is reported to have partially collapsed. There were no reported injuries, but parents and carers of children who attend are advised to make other arrangements as the center will be closed for business. The fire occurred a few days after another major fire engulfed a tire store on Wednesday afternoon, only a few kilometers away. Police are currently in the midst of launching an investigation on how both fires started.
In national news, residents in Victoria in the high country town of Swift Creeks are raising concerns after their bush nursing centre announced it will scale back after hours care. The centre says it no longer afford out-of-hours services following recent nurse pay raises and funding shortfalls from Victoria Departments of Health. As a result, residents in the surrounding area of Swifts Creeks are left with limited care, with the nearest hospital around an hour and a half drive away. Locals are voicing fears regarding gaps in healthcare, including local Tony Skelton, who had relied on the centres for emergency care when he broke five ribs and split his kidney in half. "I thought I was going to bleed to death. I could not have been taken by the road. So that sure shows how isolated we are," Mr. Skelton said. The Bush Nursing Centre Board President Eddie Mailgar stressed that rural health services need to be funded appropriately. While community members are concerned about the hour-long drive to seek emergency healthcare, a spokesperson of the Victorian government points to implementing alternative care pathways, including the Victorian Virtual Emergency Department and Nurse on Call for Free 24/7. Also in national news, Northern Territory health authorities are now offering additional diphtheria booster doses to Aboriginal children, select non-Aboriginal students and Department of Education staff in remote communities following the worst diphtheria outbreak since 1991. Australia observed roughly 230 diphtheria cases this year, and 163 of them were reported in the Northern Territory, mainly in remote Indigenous communities. However, Health Minister Steve Eddington says new cases are now falling after more than 10,000 vaccines were delivered in the last 7 weeks. All children in Australia are required by the National Immunisation Program to be vaccinated against diphtheria at age of 6 weeks, 4 months, 6 months, 18 months, 4 years and 12 years. If more than 5 years have elapsed since Northern Territory Aboriginal children last received a diphtheria vaccination, they will receive an additional booster. The same condition applies to non-Aboriginal children attending schools in remote Aboriginal communities. Vaccines will be available through remote health centres.
In international news, Brazil authorities are currently investigating and treating two possible Ebola cases as the Ebola outbreak continues to grow. Possible cases in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro are sparking concern that infections may be managing to escape to and out of South America. Precautionary measures have been set in place in the specialized infectious disease facility, and the patients are being isolated and monitored. The World Health Organization says that the true breach of the outbreak, which was likely to be well underway before the Ebola outbreak was first detected, is likely to be much wider than official figures show. There have been more than 1,000 suspected cases of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo suspected since the outbreak was declared on the 15th of May, with the death toll, which has been reported to be nearly 250 deaths. Although no vaccines and treatments have been established, five patients in eastern Congo have recovered and been discharged from the rare type of Ebola virus. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a chance of no rain. It is currently 19 degrees with expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is zero and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for 11 a.m. news. We will be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.